Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here, flying solo on The Takeaway. Staying with Africa for just a moment, a group calling itself Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The Maghreb, of course, refers to the deserts of North Africa, has carried out a slew of attacks in northern Africa in recent weeks that has alarm bells going off across the globe. Some of those bells, and some of the attacks, in any case, may have been carried out by fighters leaving Iraq and setting up shop in North Africa. The terrorist group has committed kidnappings and murders, including the killing of an American aid worker in Mauritania. Joining us now, New York Times reporter Eric Schmidt, who begins our discussion from Virginia. Eric, tell us the significance, at least as far as the security personnel are viewing this, of what seems to be some kind of a migration from the Middle East to areas of North Africa of Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups.
Right. What you have here, John, is one of these Al-Qaeda franchises that was set up a few years ago. This was a group that was based in Algeria. It is based in Algeria, fighting the secular government there. And a couple of years ago, it branched out, looking to expand its reach throughout northern Africa and hook up with an alliance with Al-Qaeda. And what we've seen in those couple of years is an increasing number of attacks against the security forces of countries such as Algeria, Mauritania, Mali. These are largely, many of them are poor countries with weak militaries. Algeria is not, but many of the others are. But also so troubling is an attack against Westerners, as you mentioned, the kidnapping and killings of the Briton and the American. And the larger fear, of course, is this could leap from Africa into Europe. It hasn't happened yet, but a lot of the counterterrorism officials that we spoke to are watching this closely.
Now, of course, let's just describe the geography there. Algeria, which used to be a French colony, there are close sort of political connections or historical connections between Algeria and France, and also that area of the Mediterranean between Tunisia and Europe is pretty narrow.
That's right. You've got a natural bridge. There are a lot of North Africans who have resettled in Europe, and so the concern is that there's a latent network in Europe that could be activated should this group decide to conduct operations in there. So far, they have limited their reach to these countries in northern Africa, and particularly countries in these vast expanses of the Sahara, where these governments, many of whom do not have large militaries or police forces. And with these large expanses, these groups are able to set up camps out in the desert and from there use them to stage attacks against the security forces or grab Westerners, often holding them for ransom. That's how they pay for much of their operations.
So I'm looking at the White House schedule this morning. Ironically, the president actually had a working breakfast with some officials from Algeria, along with Angola, Nigeria, and Senegal, as part of this agricultural discussion. I'm wondering if there was any sort of wink and a nod to this issue. I mean, neither of us would have any inside information on that. But I guess it raises the question, what influence would the U.S. have one way or another in Algeria or in the Maghreb to try to restrict the movement of groups like this?
Well, it's interesting, John. The U.S. has created a program where they've been working with many of the governments in that part of Africa, and it's an approach where it's both using diplomatic entities, aid programs, and then military training programs where Army Green Berets are helping to train some of the militaries of these North African countries to deal with some of these counterinsurgencies. Algeria is a little bit different. Obviously, they have a long and troubled history with insurgents, and they believe they are quite expert in dealing with this. In fact, it was because they had been fairly effective in hurting this group that they decided to branch out from Algeria and seek other avenues in some of these other countries that maybe weren't quite as well equipped to deal with them.
Well, that raises the other question that I have for you before we go. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about security officials, insofar as they're candid about this, having tripwires to watch either how this affiliate of Al-Qaeda or this franchise of Al-Qaeda might move to something broader than simply attacking local institutions and maybe scaling up their operations. And, of course, the thing of most concern to Americans, I would think, is if there would be a base in North Africa that would be capable of launching something like another 9/11. What are the tripwires that might be going on?
Well, they're watching this very closely, and as you mentioned in your lead into this report, there have been some intelligence reports suggesting that small numbers of North Africans who had fought in Iraq are now returning home armed with the skills that they learned there. So far, intelligence officials do not believe there's any type of camp or organization that's capable of launching an attack that would directly impact the United States homeland. But they are concerned that this group could increase its attacks on Westerners, Western business interests, Western tourists who are traveling through North Africa, and then again, to expand and make the ultimate leap of into Europe and hit targets there. This organization does have financial and logistical supporters in Europe dating back to its Algerian insurgency's days. So it's something that these officials are watching quite closely.
Well, we're talking with Eric Schmidt, a reporter for The New York Times, on the apparent migration of some fighters from Iraq into North Africa, where al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has carried out a slew of attacks in northern Africa. I mean, what's the next step here as a kind of a takeaway for the story, Eric Schmidt?
Well, I think the takeaway here is kind of watching what happens in some of these countries in terms of will they step up their operations? Will they seek more assistance, for instance, from the United States, increase training of their military and police forces? Will the U.S. increase aid, surveillance aid, for instance, to kind of watch these vast expanse of desert to help these countries identify where some of these groups are located and help track them down, providing intelligence and doing that? And then, of course, watching what's going on in Europe, and the European counterterrorism agencies watch these cells quite closely to see if there's anything that would suggest a shift in what they might be doing.
And, of course, in Afghanistan, what we saw is that al-Qaeda there became entrenched with the government, which became the Taliban in Afghanistan. And, of course, that scenario would be very disturbing to security officials. Eric Schmidt, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.